listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to Your Time with God in the Rom Ministries. Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gilpaird from the Seventh-day Church of the Living God invites you to tap into this anointed hour. There is a powerful word that is headed your direction, one that will change the very course of your life. Be blessed.
Get up, every child that is sitting. Now, not your neighbor, and said, the God that we serve deserve more reverence than man. Now, lift up holy hands and give the Lord praise. Come on, lift up holy hands and worship the Lord. I said, lift up holy hands and magnify God. Come on and lift up the name of Jesus. Come on and lift up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Can you open your mouth and declare that there is no God like Yahweh? Come on and shout it again. 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 Under the bosan de Dios. Put your hands together and give him praise. You may be seated everywhere. I want to give greetings to Elect Lady. In the absence of the apostle today, I still honor him. Amen. Giving honor to Dr. Brown and Senior Deacon, Pastor Banks and Elder Banks. Pastor Brown has a powerful testimony. She will be sharing that in the Cellar of Purple. I know she has a powerful testimony, and it is so rich. You just have to come to the Cellar of Purple to hear that. Testimony show you what God can do. I give greetings to all of the appointed ministers in your rightful place. And I greet all the saints, visitors and children. I greet you in the high and exalted name of Yahshua HaMashiach, our kinsman's redeemer. Somebody call him by his name, Yahshua. Giving God thanks to the musicians. The best in South Florida. Giving God thanks to the prayer warriors. The best in South Florida. God is a good God. I said, God is a good God. I've been trying to put this word out there, and it just kept pushing back. Come on and let the church magnify God. Come on and let the church magnify God. Come on, let the church magnify God. Come on and let the church magnify God. Come on now, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Today is the Sabbath of the Lord. Today is the day of worship. I bring a word to the earwave and to the people of God sitting right in front of me. If you can hear me, then you are most fortunate to be able to be a part of a word that has come to the people of God in its proper season. We celebrated Passover last week, and we celebrated the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Today is the end of it. Oh, somebody bless God. Somebody bless God. And the word of the Lord said that it should be a holy convocation. So here we are today. We are two Sabbath meet, the regular Sabbath and a high day Sabbath. Oh, somebody praise God. God deserved to be praised. God deserved to be lifted up. God deserved to be magnified. I bring you a word in its proper season. And the word is uncommon favor. Uncommon favor. When you hear the word uncommon, you think of the word unusual, abnormal, unconventional, odd, outlandish, rare. Tell your neighbor that something odd is about to take place in my life. Find somebody else and tell them something unconditional is about to take place in my life. Holy God. Holy God. Tell somebody something unusual is about to happen to me. Unusual. When it happens, it will set me free and it will give me a new beginning. Who am I talking to? Who am I talking to? So as a result of that, I come against every spirit of contrariness. I come against every spirit that fight the Holy Spirit, the Roha HaKodesh. I come against every spirit that fights our success. I come against every spirit that stand in front of the sea. I come against every spirit that encamp round about Jordan. Why? I come against this spirit because I am coming through. This is the season to borrow. You see, you must know when to borrow. Because if you don't borrow at the right time and the right season, you'll get turned down. But when it's the time, somebody say, the time. And common favor is released. Holy God, holy God. God had a plan. And the plan he had was to place and come and
favor and his people to pull them out of Egypt. So the day came when the Passover drew nigh. God speak to Moses. He said, Moses, tell the people to go borrow. Tell them to go borrow fine jewelry. In other words, can I just paraphrase this? Tell them don't borrow anything cheap. Hello? Tell them to borrow the real stuff. Tell them to borrow silk. Tell them to borrow brass. Tell them to borrow purple. Borrow, borrow, borrow. Catch this. I have already placed uncommon favor on you. The people you're borrowing from, this is not the season for them to say no. You must know that even though you are borrowing, it is God's permissive will for you to get favor. The beauty about this season of borrowing is that you won't have to pay it back. Because I'm borrowing and I'm going to a place where the enemy can't follow. But enemies are healthy for the believers. Repeat that. Enemies are healthy for the believers. Because if the believers don't have enemies, it simply means that they'll never get to the table that is spread. There is a table that is spread. There's a table that is awaiting you. But you see, God wants to show off on you. God wants to put you at the table in front of your enemies. God wants the enemies to see you, because when the enemies were beating up on you, they didn't see God. When the enemies were beating up on you, they didn't see somebody. They saw a nobody. But God desire to magnify you. I know some of you may feel discouraged. Like the sister said, she felt discouraged. But she went to the Lord, somebody shout, in prayer. And the situation got worse. Hello? But God provided somebody that knew somebody. Oh, somebody, bless God. Somebody that says, let me take you to a place. And there, she lost herself and found her new self. Somebody shout, in God. This is the greatest season of favor. But I have news for you. It does not mean because you have favor that the road gets easy. This is where the warrior spirit in you must come alive. A warrior is not someone that is a coward. A warrior is someone that stand up and said, if I perish, I perish, but I will not turn my back to the fight. The Red Sea is before me, and the man of God said, march forward. So I know you have your problems, but uncommon favor has been released. I believe that this time of the year, God remember how mightily he moved for the children of Israel and brought them out of Egypt. And he said, if you can remember this and make it a memorial this time of the year, God will remember. can have uncommon favor and still hides from the enemy. When the children of Israel got through the Red Sea, they rejoice. They rejoice. This is the season where we get houses that we did not work for. This is the season you get land that you never purchase. This is the season you obtain cities. Somebody shout, by God's hand. But I got news for you. You plays a part in the equation. Somebody say, well. God said, fight. I have already given you the victory. Fight. But the children of Israel became afraid and they sat down. They said, we were told that giants are in the land. We were told that they are tall, gone up into heaven. We were told that on one hand they have 6 fingers. And 6 toes. And we are like grasshoppers in their sight. And they sat down. And then there came a day when the anointing of God visited Moses. And Moses began to curse them out. And Moses said, imagine, God has given you this and God said this and God, but you just sat down. I'm paraphrasing. It was then they came to their senses and said, we will arise and we will fight. And Moses said, no, it's not on your term. Not your neighbor said, the favor has been released, but it's not on your term. It's not on your terms. You must move when God says move. You must fight when God says fight. You must get up when God says get up. Moses said, don't you move now. You never moved when God said move. Moses said, if you get up now, you are going to be whooped. But they say, God is with us. We're going up. Everybody get excited. Now we're going up. And they went and they got whooped. Tell somebody, the favor is still there. It doesn't mean that because you get beat up, that the favor has been extricated. The favor of God is still there. Tell somebody, wait on the Lord and be of good courage and he will strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say. So even though uncommon favor has been released, you must know when to make your move. Oh, somebody bless God. Somebody bless God. There was a young girl that was taken from her hometown. She was an Israelite. And she became a servant to a high rank family. The family of Naaman. One day, she noticed that Naaman was covered with leprosy. The man was not an ordinary man. The man was a captain. The man was somebody. Holy God. But he had a problem. And the problem that he had is that he must be isolated. The young girl looked and she said to her mistress, she said, I would to God that my master was in Israel. Because then would the prophet would give him a word. I can only imagine the woman went in and she spoke to her husband and she said, honey, the little girl said she know of a prophet. And if you go there, the prophet will prophesy on you and you'll be healed. Naaman said, okay, let's go check this out. When a man is desperate, he'll try anything. He got dressed. He loaded up gifts for the man of God. When he got there, the man of God didn't even come out to greet him. Somebody bless God. Naaman, seek for uncommon favor. And common favor is rare. It simply means that what is going to happen to you is not usual. It was not usual for a man not to come to his call. But this prophet didn't even come out. He sent out his armor bearer. He said, go tell him to go wash himself in Jordan 7 times. By this time, Jordan was a dirty river. The man was dressed very militant. He was a dignitary. And the word that he got was to go wash in Jordan. By this time, I believe that Jordan maybe have some dead cows in it. I believe that there were some dead dogs in it. The river was dirty. The man said, imagine, look at my status. I'm paraphrasing. This man don't even come out to see who I am. No doubt he probably said, if I didn't have leprosy, I'd knock off his door and slit him in two. Because the man was a warrior, you see. He said, how dare he send me to Jordan? There are so many better rivers. And of all the rivers, you chose Jordan? Are you kidding me? Well, Naaman decided to go back home. But then someone wise said to him, sir, if the man of God has said to you, go and wash in a better river, would you not have gone? Just trust the word and go dip 7 times. I can only imagine Naaman was just dipping and he's saying, that bloody man, if I could catch that man, and he's dipping and going, oh God. Tell somebody, if you're too high, God have a way to bring you down. Come on, say, he have a way to settle you. The irony of the story is that when he dipped 7 times, he came up brand spanking new. Oh, somebody shout, uncommon favor. Somebody shout, uncommon favor. Somebody shout, uncommon favor. This is the season. The question is, will you obey? The question is, how bad do you want this? Come on and bless God. Come on and bless God. Turn your Bibles with me to Deuteronomy 28. Deuteronomy 28, the verse 1 said, and it came to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe and to do all his, somebody shout all his commandment which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee an high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. While we are in the season of uncommon favor, you must hearken to the voice of the Lord. Remember what I said? It's not on your terms. It's on God's term. You move when he says, move. You stand up when he says, stand up. You praise when he says, praise. And you be quiet when he said, be quiet. Children of Israel fought the Amorites, the Hittites, the Hivites, the Perizzites. And the list goes on and on. When they got to Jericho, God said, no fighting. March. Don't even praise me. Just march. I know you know you're going to get the city, but don't get excited and start crying or shouting. Hold the secret and just keep it moving. Not your neighbor and say, keep it moving. Come on, not somebody said, God is going to give you the city. Relax yourself and ask the Lord the question, what move shall I make? What step should I take? Somebody magnify God. Because you see, you must know, verse 3 says, blessed shall thou be in the city. Where are you? Because some of us lives in the city and some of us live out west. Some of us are in the suburb. But listen, not your neighbor said, the favor goes where God's people are. Blessed shall thou be in the field. Whatever you decide to do, wherever you decide to do it, blessed shall thou be. Blessed shall thou be. Come on and pass that on to your neighbor. Said, neighbor, I bless you in the name of the Lord. Neighbor, I bless you in the name of the Lord. Come on, I said, pass it on, pass it on. I said, neighbor, I bless you. Get me to the next verse. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body. Anybody have children? Anybody have children? Some of them are so stiff-necked and rebellious. You would love for some of them to be in church with you today. Hello now. Well, this is a season for uncommon favor. I dare you call out their name in the presence of the Lord and remind God, said, Lord, your word says, blessed shall be the fruit of my body. Call out your children's name and said, Lord, save them. Can you imagine? Even your cattle are blessed, let alone your children. Rise and stand up on your feet wherever you are and said, Lord, I call you to remembrance. Said, Lord, honor your word. Come on, said, Lord, honor your word. Be seated. Get me to the next verse. Blessed shalt thou be in thy basket and in thy store. Oh, somebody shout uncommon favor. Somebody shout uncommon favor. Somebody shout uncommon favor.
If you would like a copy of this message, call 561-429-5743 or 1-888-91-GOT-IN-THE-RAW. Follow God in the Raw on Facebook and Twitter and visit us on our website at www.godintheraw.org. If you would like to partner with God in the Raw today and help us keep this radio ministry alive, you can go to our website or visit us at 2400 Ware Drive, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33409. Or call 1-888-91-GOT-IN-THE-RAW. Be blessed. Be blessed. 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 Tune in next week at the same time for part two of this message.
Join God in the Raw Ministries for the Seller of Purple Women's Conference. This will be held on June the 16th through the 18th, 2016 at the Palm Beach County Convention Center, located at 650 Okeechobee Boulevard, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33401. If you are looking for directions and a prophetic word to change the course of your life, this is an event you don't want to miss. For more information, call 1-888-91-GOT-IN-THE-RAW. That's 1-888-914-6346.